This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Babo. Polyamory is a committed romantic relationship with more than one person. San Francisco Magazine's new issue features a story about the poly community. While many on the outside see them as swingers in disguise, the article's author, Julia Scott, says many polyamorous relationships are more cerebral than they are sexy. For the podcast Backstory, Julia Scott sat down with host Leah Rose to talk about reporting on polyamory.
So when you learned that you were going to be writing a story about polyamory, what were your immediate thoughts as a journalist?
Well, I actually pitched the story to John Steinberg, the executive editor of the magazine. He and I had a conversation about all of these quirky poly communities in the Bay Area that we'd been hearing of, but we didn't have direct exposure to. And it turned out that we both had very similar interests about the community, not necessarily to join the community, but we were very curious about how they make things work, not sex-wise, but love-wise, how those relationships could be functional on, you know, on a yearly basis or for, you know, over the course of a lifetime. And so when I found out that he wanted me to write the story, my reaction was, I hope I don't have to go to a sex party to write this story. and the way that he and I talked about putting the story together, it turned out that it was going to be more about relationships, to my relief, than about sex.
Okay.
And so that was nice.
Yeah. And it's funny because your story actually begins at something that's almost the opposite of a sex party. It starts at a support group for people who are in polyamorous relationships. And I'm wondering, while you were at that meeting, what did you actually learn about polyamory?
I learned that polyamory is an intensely complicated lifestyle, that there is a tremendous amount of support giving and support receiving that occurs. The kind of support meeting I attended is very common for relationship workshops here in the polyamory community. There's a lot of them, and that's because there's a huge need for leaning on your friends and local relationship coaches for expertise.
Did it seem like the main function of those support groups was people learning how to deal with jealousy surrounding their partner's partners?
Yes, jealousy is, my impression is jealousy is the top concern that people have. And when they see it in themselves, they treat it like a cancer. They're like, jealousy is unacceptable. Jealousy is a normal human emotion, but I refuse to let myself have it. So whenever jealousy comes up, I heard the same thing over and over again from people I interviewed. Whenever jealousy comes up, you're supposed to find out what's under it. And what poly people mean by that is you're supposed to go off and examine yourself and find out what it is about your own insecurities, your own upbringing, your own patterns since childhood that would have led you in this moment to be jealous of your partner.
Did it seem like people were actually breaking through that barrier and finding a way to not be jealous?
As you read in the story, there are a couple people who profess to be, jealousy gurus, you know, that they've kind of been able to circumvent or defeat the jealousy monster. But even those people, when I pressed them, were compelled to admit that they still suffer from jealousy from time to time. And the difference is that they're so good at identifying the feelings that are under jealousy that they can process much more quickly than somebody who might not know what those feelings mean and what they're doing.
It's very utopian.
It is very utopian. And I think poly, to the extent that monogamy is full of, you know, is very much a part of the tradition of sad love songs and broken hearts, I would say polyamory is the utopian kind of counterweight to that.
Today I'm talking to Julia Scott, who wrote the story Poly Love for the February issue of San Francisco Magazine. You write something about polyamory being much more cerebral than sexy.
You know, I think I was compelled to write that just by sheer virtue of the fact that I actually got my ear talked off about poly by poly practitioners, people who love nothing more than talking about Polly in the abstract. And
right.
So people are very heady about
it's
Polly.
It's very theoretical.
It's very theoretical. And when you can practice it, so much the better. Of course, that's when all the problems come in. But yes, sometimes poly doesn't actually involve having sex. And this is a very interesting point that I myself did not realize. But sometimes being poly can just mean like sharing a mortgage with somebody or writing your best friend a love note. And it could be that person who you live with, who's your best friend and who you want to raise children with, isn't necessarily a sexual partner, but you do combine your finances and you may have had sex in the same room with them at some point, or you may have shared a partner at some point, but you're not necessarily having sex with each other. And so some poly people I interviewed did describe poly in very close to platonic terms for some people who they referred to as their partners.
What do you think polyamory says about human desire and our inability to remain satisfied sexually and emotionally with just one other person?
Well, speak for yourself. I think what polyamorists are trying to say is that it is our natural state to be sexual, to feel sexually attracted to multiple partners, and that monogamy compels us to pretend that that's not the case. And they're simply living a more honest version of sexuality than the rest of us. I'm reserving judgment on whether I agree with that or not, frankly, because I haven't tried out polyamory, so I haven't the faintest idea, whether that's true. And so that's the best answer I can give, I think.
Were you at all interested in trying it after researching the article?
I can't say that I was, simply because it's enough stress on me to like wake up, pull my socks on, get in the shower, remember to, brush my teeth in the morning. I can't imagine, having to balance or having to admit several people to my life. It's just life is hectic enough without it.
That's Julia Scott talking about her article, Poly Love, in the latest edition of San Francisco Magazine. You can find it online today. She spoke with Leah Rose, host of the podcast Backstory.